Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
BuzzFeed reporters Anthony Cormier and Jason Leopold couldn't believe what they were seeing. Secret government documents showing suspicious banking transactions all over the globe.
Gold, diamonds, oil, every sector of the economy is besmirched by this dirty money.
Get the full story on suspicious activity inside the FinCEN files. A new podcast available on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. All episodes are available now.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. Today I have a fun and exciting show for you guys. We're going to talk about the top cancer myths, what you think about cancer and how they're actually been disproven. And I'm going to go through all kinds of natural anti-cancer techniques so you can prevent one of the greatest conditions from forming in your body. And if you or a loved one or someone that you know has cancer, this would be a show to share with them, because we do know one thing: cancer is very much a mindset issue. And what I mean by that is, if you think you're going to get through cancer, you typically do. But if you think you're not, you don't. And so it's all headspace for the people who survive. You probably hear a lot of conflicting information about cancer. There seems to be all kinds of different opinions as to what causes it, where did it come from, what creates the risks for it. And if you're watching our live stream, I highly encourage you to comment, like, heart, share, whatever. Help this message to get out, because cancer is the thing that not that many people want to talk about from a holistic perspective. You know, the history has shown that as soon as a lot of doctors start speaking up about, hey, you could do this for cancer, and hey, there's actually a cure that works, it's like all of a sudden they don't exist anymore, or they got kicked out of the U.S. So I've got multiple cameras going today because we're doing several streams. So here's the deal: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Parler. If you're watching on that camera or that camera, then guess what? Comment. I mean, get engaged, okay? So I've been shocked at how little comments we've had in the last couple of shows. So we want you to reach out. Don't forget, next Saturday is my How to Heal Yourself webinar. I'm hosting this as an opportunity to connect with you, find out what's going on with your health, see where you're struggling, but better yet, give you an alternative approach that's real. We're going to talk about your condition. Where does it come from? What's it caused by? What are the research and what's the techniques behind natural self-healing for it? It could be diabetes. I feel like I've seen hundreds of people get rid of diabetes in just 90 days. It could be thyroid. Oh my God, thyroid. Most people with a thyroid problem think they have a thyroid problem, when in fact you probably don't. 90% of thyroid is not a thyroid issue. It's either antibody or a conversion problem. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to be on that webinar. I'm going to open up the call lines. They're exposed all during the show today, 704-906-2094. Text it if you want. Email Dr. Aaron at Ask Dr. Ernst. You can also call directly and talk to my phone crew, and they'll take your name, your phone number, your email. But texting, honestly, is the easiest, because what happens? Boom, it comes right to us. So 704-906-2094. We just need your name and your email. Your phone number comes through automatically, and you are then registered. The event is free. Look, how much does it cost for you to wake up in the morning early enough to hop on a 10 a.m. webinar on the 7th of November. Doesn't cost anything. You've already got a phone that has, you know, LTE, 5G, 4G, whatever. It'll connect you straight to it. You've got an internet access, more than likely. You've got laptops and tablets. It's so easy to hop on this, but you won't know about it unless you register. 704-906-2094. So listen, today, huge show. Oh my gosh, we have to pack this into an hour. The most common 6 myths that you believe about cancer and how they're not myths, or they're mistruths. You think them to be true, but they're actually lies, blatant lies. Then we're going to talk about foods that actually give you cancer and then foods that help you to not ever get cancer. And we're going to go through my top 3 steps to ensure that if you do have some sort of cancerous growth, here's what you need to start thinking about. This first, then this, then that. And if you don't ever want to get cancer, do the same thing. You know, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. If you have a family history of diabetes but you don't currently have it, start treating yourself like you have it and you won't get it. That's the real way of prevention. Don't just wait till you get diagnosed and take a medication. Speaking of diabetes, some hot news for all of you. Did you hear that metformin, which is a very common drug that's prescribed for high blood sugars, has actually been found to cause cancer of all things? You know, I had a patient last week who said, hey, I've been taking metformin for 20 years. Do you think that's why I have colon cancer? Well, it could be. Or it could be that you didn't know these 6 myths and you didn't address your health from the top. So let's start it off with a little teaser. Top 6 myths. Okay, cancer is genetic, so there's nothing you can do to prevent it, no matter if you're diagnosed or not. So like if you have a non-diagnosed cancer history, I don't have cancer, but everyone in my family does, so therefore I'm going to get it. True or false? False! Very false. Well, you have cancer, therefore you had a bad gene. You had that mutated gene. False. But what about my friend who had breast cancer? They ran the genetics and it came back as the BRAC-14796 mutation, and therefore that's why she has cancer. Well, she has the mutation, but that's not why she has the cancer. What about this? Hey, there's no connection between that small glass of wine I have every so often and my cancer. Huge connection. Not just wine, but all forms of alcohol. So we have to talk about drinking and cancer. What about this? Hey, once you get cancer, you should do as little as possible. Rest as much as you can. Don't go out. You're infected. Don't talk to people. You're at high risk. Not true at all. You should actually increase your activity when you have cancer, not decrease it. What about this? The food you eat doesn't really matter with when and if you get or don't get cancer. If you have cancer, hey, have cake and candy and cookies all you want. There's no connection. Huge connection. And the big problem I have is, you know, you find these people who have the remission parties and they're having like cake and chocolates and ho-hos. You survived cancer. Here's a cancer cupcake. We got to watch out for that. How about this? Obesity has nothing to do with cancer. My weight is not a big deal. Wrong again. And lastly, there's no connection between root canals in my teeth and cancer. It doesn't matter if I have a root canal in a tooth that controls the breast lymphatics. I'm not going to, wait a second. There's actually some proof showing that maybe there's a connection between the root canals in your teeth and the cancers you develop. So we got a lot to talk about. And you can hear the commercials are coming up. So let's do this. 704-906-2094. What are you calling for? Free admission to my webinar on Saturday, November 7th. It is at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's so easy. The comfort of your home. You'll get a survey from us that asks, what are you dealing with? What do you want better in your life? And we'll show you how to do it. And the cost is absolutely free. 704-906-2094. Call it, text it. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go anywhere. More about the cancer myths we're exposing when we come back. We'll see you in a second.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Happy Saturday. Welcome back. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and man, I love the fact you're here today. We're having an in-depth, controversial conversation about the big C, cancer. You know, it's October, so it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I wanted to spend this show and next week in a 2-part series called Cancer Exposed. And today I want to talk about the myths that you believe as truth. So you might think this about cancer, and you might think, oh, this is the truth, but actuality, it's not. We're going to talk about cancer from a functional perspective. What is it? Why do we get it? Where does it come from? And how do we get rid of it? And we're going to talk about the foods that you eat that give you cancer and the foods that you can eat that prevent you from getting cancer. So we have a lot to talk about. And at the top of the hour, I mentioned, hey, next Saturday, for all of you active, faithful listeners, you know, I bumped into a husband and wife in the hardware store. She was coming up to me going, oh, my God, Dr. Ernst, I watch your shows. I'm so excited to meet you. And it was great. And we had a good connection. We were even talking about how none of us were wearing masks. But did I just say that? No, I didn't. I did, actually. So we're talking about how this whole thing going on is just chaos. And so here we are, and we're connecting in the, you know, hardware store. And I just thought, no, you know, she's been saying she's been listening for forever. How great is that? So then I started thinking, well, what about you? How long have you been tuning in to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show? Hey, let's do this. Scroll below if you're watching on the Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter Live, Google Live, wherever live, and let me know. How long have you been listening? You know, I've had some people send emails over. I've been listening to your show for years. They don't say how many, but they go, I've lost this, and I've had this, and I've had that, and my health has gotten back. I had an email not too long ago from someone, I think her name was Marie. It was like maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Marie says, hey, I've lost over 100 pounds by listening to your shows and implementing your health protocols that are on your website. And guess what? Marie has never come to my clinic to date, but yet she's had tremendous changes in her health. So can you do that for yourself? Yes. Can you be your own doctor? Yes. But you have to get engaged. That's why. Join us for the webinar. It's free. Pick up the phone, 704-906-2094. When you call it, my call center is going to pick up and say, what's your name, your phone number, your email, and they'll get you registered. If you don't want to talk to a human being, text in your name and your email, and we'll get you registered. You can also connect directly with us through our website, askdrernst.com. So the cancer myths we're exposing, six big, big ones today, include one, cancer is not genetic. I don't care how much research you throw at me, less than 5% of all cancers are proven to be genetic. So let's just do the math. 95% of cancer is not genetic. The vast majority, listen, are caused by environmental toxicity, viral, bacterial, or fungal infections. I'm just going to let that sit for a bit. Cancer is an infection or a toxicity. It is an overburdening of your immune system with some said object or thing, toxins, poisons, heavy metals, or it's an infection that's actually a living structure, mold, yeast, you know, viruses, bacteria, etc. And there's actually a huge connection. You can go online and Google this, that the majority of viruses that we know cause cancer. So ready? HPV, it's a virus that causes cancer. Epstein-Barr, we know it causes cancer. What else? We have a ton of them. Okay, so we know that there's viruses that can give you cancer. So can viruses cause cancer? Yes. Now, what about breast cancer? What about colon cancer? Well, the debate is still out. Some people will say it's hormone imbalance. Well, if I have the genetic deformation, I have the gene that propensity gives me, you know, gives me the propensity for cancer, and I have a hormone imbalance, then boom. Yeah, but guess what? If you have the genetic propensity and you don't have the hormone balance, then you don't. So it's called epigenetics. I'm going to go deep just for a second, just because so many people think that their cancer history that they have from their family is going to doom and gloom them. I'll give you a classic example. My mom. Her mom got pancreatic cancer when she was in her mid-60s. Her dad had pancreatic cancer when she was in her when he was in her mid-60s. So guess what my mom thought she was going to get when she hit mid-60? It was like a ticking time bomb. My mom was freaking out. This is the year. This is the year my mom died. This is the year my dad died. And they both died from pancreatic cancer. So what did my mom think she was going to die from? And now she's in her 70s and didn't get pancreatic cancer. So much for that. Less than 5% are proven to be genetic. So 95% of them. And this is the biggest myth that I have to deal with for a lot of people who consult with us asking about, hey, how do we address cancer holistically? Second is the idea that smoking and drinking has very little to do with cancer. Now, we know smoking can aggravate and irritate lung cancer. But what about breast? What about colon? What about prostate? What about pancreatic? Okay. The one thing about drinking is this. You're going to find research that says red wine is good. And they're going to find another one that says red wine is bad. Then you're going to find another one that says red wine phenols are great. And then you're going to find another one that says red wine phenols can cause inflammation. So you got to be careful who you listen to. It's kind of like coffee's good, but it's bad. It's good, it's bad. Listen, everything in their own right is bad. You know, if I hold my breath long enough, it's bad. But if I hold my breath for a short period of time, I can train my lungs and I can increase my, you know, carbon dioxide exchange, and that's good. I can drink water, which is good, or I can drink so much that I actually drown myself and is bad. And I mean literally 4 or 5 gallons a day can actually cause damage to your kidneys. So be careful. Everything in moderation is good, but also everything in moderation is bad. A glass of red wine has been shown to help your heart, so that's good, but it also causes inflammation at the same time. Chronic inflammation has been linked to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and neurological diseases like, again, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So just because one article from some said website says, hey, a glass of red wine is good for your health, doesn't mean it's going to necessarily help. And the thing is, they're now connecting the more beverages that are alcoholic that you drink weekly, the higher the likelihood of you having various cancers. So does alcohol cause cancer? No, but your body's inability to handle the alcohol is what causes cancer. Just like, do viruses make you sick? No. COVID, oh my God, I thought if COVID was here, if here comes the COVID virus and I would inhale it, shouldn't I have coronavirus symptoms? Well, not always. So your immune system determines if you get it, and now here's the ultimate kicker. Your immune system determines if you get cancer or not. Oh my God, are you serious? So all these people who are walking around with cancer, is it really something that they did to themselves? The truth is going to sting. Yes. Now, what about people who have cancer? I mean, I've bumped into patients who say, you know, I don't know, I have cancer, so, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't go out and I can't do this. And they tell me not to do that and I can only eat this and I can't eat that. It's very restrictive when you get cancer. But here's the reality. People with cancer should not rest. They shouldn't think of themselves of having cancer, because the problem is this. The moment you say something like, I have cancer, what tends to happen is a negative vibrational energy discords the body. And it's often seen as something like, oh my God, like, think about it. If you're walking around and somebody bumps into you and instead of them saying, oh, sorry, they say, yeah, I have cancer. Aren't you kind of like, oh God, like, oh, I'm sorry. have whatever you need. What do you need, help? So, you know. Okay, you're not disabled when you have cancer. If you don't take care of it, it can wreak havoc within your body. And then, yes, it starts to create problems. But adequate rest is certainly something that healthy people should do. Don't tell people with cancer, now is time to take off from work and go on vacations and have all the fun that you need to have before you die. You're supposed to do that every day anyway. You need to treat yourself as if you have cancer right now. Lots of sleep, lots of rest, de-stress, etc. When you're healthy, when you have cancer, you know what you should do? No, man. Like, ramp up the amount of stuff that you do. Start getting active. What leads to a weakened immune system is inactivity and isolation. So don't think that, like, because I have cancer, I can't go outside and I'm more likely to get this and that and the other. People who consistently put themselves into a resting mentality are the ones that end up usually leaving the earth quicker with their cancers. It would be strange, wouldn't it, to see some sort of athlete climbing Mount whatever up at the top with their flag going, like, what a great workout today. And then to bump into them and be like, oh, by the way, I have cancer. I mean, most people, they don't see that in their mind. They don't see cancer people actively out and about. What do you envision when you see someone who has cancer? Guaranteed, first thought was they're bald. They're sitting in some sort of reclining chair and they've got IVs hooked up to them and they're receiving medications or they're in hospitals, etc. Okay, that's the negative mindset behind cancer. You know, if I got diagnosed with cancer, you know what I would do? I'd go out for a run. I'd start exercising more. I'd start changing my diet. I would start detoxing. I'd start getting more air into my lungs and oxygenating my body. But see, it's because I know how to naturally manage these conditions. And so you need some support and some help. What about this? The food you eat. It doesn't matter what you eat if you have cancer. In fact, guess what? If you have cancer, hey, more ice cream, more lollipops, more, you know, cupcakes, more cake. Like, oh my God, you have cancer here. Let's have as much as comfort foods as you want. Well, you know, my dad has cancer and he doesn't like to eat anything but pizza, so we just give him pizza. Be careful. Okay, when you have cancer, you need to eat specific food groups that actually help to boost your immune system, de-inflame the body, hyperalkalinize, hyperoxygenate. You don't want to do the opposite. Foods high in refined sugar, refined salts, so white table salts, unhealthy fats, have actually been shown to cause cancer. So listen, okay? Numerous studies have been done that food that falls in the American standard of diet, high sugar, low fiber, high chemicals, low fat, actually causes an inflammatory process that leads to a mutation. Listen to this, a mutation in the cells themselves that leads to cancer. Cancer cells have been found to consume more sugar than any other cell in your body. And they use this as a specific type of fuel source. Conversely, if you eat a really clean, organic, low sugar, high fiber, high fat diet, you physically starve cancer cells by not feeding them. And so you are in control more than you think you are. But be careful because, again, the average person who has a family member that has cancer, the cancer patient will usually say, oh, you know, I don't want to eat. I don't really feel like eating. And then the family members are like, oh, my God, you're going to die if you don't eat. So what do they start doing? They start pumping whatever food the person says, fine, I'll eat that, into them. And they'll say, well, at least you're eating something. Okay, guess why most cancer patients don't want to eat? Because fasting turns an immune system on tremendously, and the innate wisdom that the individual with cancer has says, hey, don't eat. But guess what all the family members do? Eat, please eat. Oh my God, for the love of God, eat. And so we end up breaking a natural immune cycle. One of the best things a cancer patient can do is fast, and fast regularly, and fast under control of a supervising physician so we can make sure sugars and ketones stay within a certain rate, because then that helps to get the immune system back on track. All right, so as we break these myths down, don't go anywhere. I still have a lot more to talk about. What about your weight and your likelihood of having cancer? What about your teeth and the root canals that you might have that are causing cancer? What about the various foods that you're eating? What about the things you need to do to turn your life around and not only break free from cancer, but any major chronic health disease, heart disease, diabetes, MS, Parkinson's, etc. You can do that. So the phone lines are now open, 704-906-2094. What are you calling for? Free admission to my webinar that is next Saturday, the 7th at 10 a.m. on how to become your own doctor. No MD required, just you in the comfort of your home and the intelligence to learn a new step towards healing. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We will be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Oh, sorry. I was playing around with the music. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. You're listening to Dr. Aaron Ernst. We're here having fun on a Saturday. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe you're just joining us for the first time. Maybe you hopped on the real airwaves. You guys remember those? The actual radio waves? Oh, I got it. But more than likely, radio.com, WBT.com, iTunes.com, wherever you're coming in from. Thanks for joining us today. Well, listen, we have a really hot topic. We're talking about the myths of cancer, and I'm trying to expose to you some truths that you didn't know about. You thought the truth was this, but I'm actually showing, nope, it's actually that. And if you learn these truths, it should set you free from this idea of, oh my God, what if I get cancer? Or, I've got this massive genetic family history, so therefore I'm doomed to have cancer. No. We talked at the top of the hour about how only 5% of cancer is actually a genetic link. 95% of cancers are caused by environmental toxins and living critters, viruses, bacteria, yeast, and parasites. We talked about how that red glass of wine or white wine or the beer or the spirits that you drink on a regular monthly, weekly, daily basis is actually a huge risk factor for cancer. Not because of the alcohol itself, but because of the inflammation that it creates. We discussed the idea that, maybe you think the red glass of wine is good for your heart, and it might be. Yay, heart health, but inflammation runs rampant, and then cancer starts to grow. I'm just reading you the research, okay? Don't pound me because I said your nightly glass of wine with your steak is a problem. Because guess what? The steak is also causing cancer. We'll talk about that in a moment. We said that people with cancer shouldn't be seen as invalids. They shouldn't always rest all the time, and they shouldn't be treated like there's something wrong with them, okay? There's actually evidence that says if you're active with cancer, you have a higher likelihood of surviving. So we want to get them out and walking and working out and doing things day to day and being very active because it helps to produce a more positive outlook than the negative, right? Somebody comes up to you and, I mean, not that you would do this, but if you were to say, hey, did you know I have cancer? Most people are, oh my God, I had no idea. What can I do for you? Why don't you sit down, take a rest, take a load off. Let me do everything for you. That's just the innate response because, you know, we think that cancer is sort of like the worst of the worst. Okay, well, in reality, you actually have cancer right now. You do. 10,000 cancer cells on average flowing around in a healthy human being. The only reason it hasn't been diagnosed is it takes about 100 bajillion to become a true diagnosis. So those 10,000 you have are pre cancer. But yet you still have them in you. So do I have cancer? Yes. Why would I profess something like that? Oh my God, isn't that an insult? No, because if I know I have cancer and I know the right mindset behind it, I can take care of my body now and those 10,000 will die today. But then tomorrow, what comes about? Yep, another 10,000. So if I'm active and healthy and vibrant and alive and I have my techniques for self-healing, they will die. But watch this. If you have 10,000 and your immune system's only 50%, then you kill 5. The 5 are left. New 10. Do you see where I'm going with this? Now 15, 50%, so half die. 7,500, another 10. 17,500, half die. And I've gone beyond what I can do mentally in my head for math. Half of 17,500? Don't know. I don't care. You get the point. It's an exponential incline if that happens. What about the fact of your weight? Listen, there's so many people who I meet with often that say, well, listen, Dr. Ernst, I'm not that much overweight. I just need to lose 10 or 15 pounds. Then they hop on my scale and they have 46% body fat, which is morbid obesity. And then you got to break the news to them. I know you think you only need to lose 10, but you need to lose 70. Oh, if I lost 70, I'd be at my high school weight, Dr. Ernst. Yeah, that's where you're supposed to be. What? I can't even remember the last time I weighed like that. Well, it was in high school or college. 2/3 of the United States population is considered obese. Think about this, 2/3. Cancer's climbing drastically and so is obesity. Now watch, experts, and when I say experts, I mean research doctors, say the following. Hundreds of cancer cases could actually be resolved if people lost weight. The reason is fat cells, when you have a lot of them, secrete something called estradiol. It is a type of estrogen that acts like fertilizer to cancer. I don't know about you, but I don't want to fertilize the cancer in my body. I want to kill it, strangle it, destroy it, find it, and eliminate it now. But that's the kind of person I am. You might be like, I didn't even know that this was an option. More reasons to join me for the webinar next Saturday. It's easy. 704-906-2094. So easy. Pick up the phone and call it. Now, I'm going to share this one because I wrote an article about this a while back, and I got into some trouble because apparently I ruffled feathers when I said there is a connection between root canals and cancer. The dental professions in the greater Charlotte area had a heyday with this. Dr. Weston Price was one of the first researchers to understand the association between root canals and illness. We're just going to connect it to sickness right now. Specifically, that root canals cause destruction of your immune system. Doctors today are currently now functional doctors and holistic dentists are now saying that root canals are a potential source of infection that is a subclinical chronic, you didn't know it's happening, but it is infection that leads to a significant decrease of your immunity over time. The nerve decay and dental decay associated with the root canal, in theory, is causing a breakdown to the structural tissues of the jaw. And unfortunately, there's this massive underlying misconception that microbes, funguses, and viruses would be somehow disinfected out of the tooth when it's cleaned and root canaled. However, miles and miles and miles of microscopic tubules have recently been exposed of being found in teeth that go all the way up the jaw into even the TMJ and neurological tissues. Root canals have been found to foster harmful anaerobic bacteria that promote antibiotic resistance. And a study that was done by a dentist, Dr. Stuart Nunnally, reported that over a course of 3 years, 87 patients who had undergone root canals, all 87 reported a significant decline in their health since the root canal was installed. Another medical doctor who was quite famous actually found out that there was a huge correlation between people that had been diagnosed with cancer and them having a root canal. 90% of his patients had 2 to 10 teeth that were bad in their mouths that had already had cancer. So 90% of his cancer patients had root canals or teeth that were decaying. Put the two together and you go, maybe there is an association between root canals and cancer. So here we are, and we have to say, what do we do about this? All right. So when we come back from this next commercial break, man, we're going to go deep into the foods you can eat to climb out of this mess. And we're going to help you solve this thing called cancer. But right now is your opportunity to pick up the phone and join me for my webinar next Saturday, the 7th at 10 a.m. It's on how to become your own doctor. No MD required, from the comfort of your home, self-healing. But I need to know if you want to join us and what your condition is. So 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Well, happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. We're coming at you live time on 1110 AM, 993 FM, WBT, News WBT. I think I said that right. News Talk WBT. We're also on Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Instagram.com, Parler.com, YouTube.com, streaming at you, several cameras, so I'll try my best. And man, we're having a great conversation, okay? If you want to know how to connect with me right now while we're in the studio, I can only comment between commercial breaks because I'm coming at you live time, so I can't answer texts and talks hard. So use this opportunity right now to scroll below the video and type your comment. Again, if you're listening on the radio, hey, head on over with your iDevice or your smartphone to facebook.com/AskDrErnst, A-S-K-D-R-E-R-N-S-T. It's easy. YouTube.com/AskDrErnst, even easier. Yes, you can comment. Yes, I see them. And yes, I will respond back. We talked about the 6 myths behind cancer. Let's rattle them off really quickly in case you're just joining the show. Myth number one, cancer's genetic, so there's nothing I can do. Wrong. It's actually only 5% genetic, according to research, and you have a 95% chance that your cancer is not genetic, and therefore you're in control. Environmental toxins and living critters, viruses, bacteria, parasites, and yeast. Yeast. Alcohol, speaking of yeast, can cause cancer. Yes, that's true, but it's not always good for your health. So the myth is, hey, that glass of red wine here or there, no big deal. Nope, big deal. Big deal. Most wine, red and white, is poisoned with Roundup and other chemicals that are sprayed directly onto the grapes. And a lot of them have a lot of other added chemicals and sulfites and things inside of them. So is there a link between red wine and heart health? Heart health. Let me repeat that. Heart health. Yes. The phenols and the things that are found in red wine, astaxanthin and some other things to this effect, can help your heart. Resveratrol, etc. But don't go out thinking that that glass of wine every night is making your heart super healthy, because even though it's doing that, it's also causing havoc to other areas. Liver, kidneys, inflammation, cancer. People who have cancer should rest. You should let them just, you know, don't overexert yourself. I got it. I'll help you. I'll do the dishes. I'll go shopping for you. You don't have to work out. You have cancer. No. Why? It causes a negative mindset outlook to their recovery. And most people who have cancer need to increase their activity anyway because they're weaker, immunity, toxic, etc. It's how you build that. It doesn't matter what food you eat. There's no connection between food and cancer. And if you have cancer, you should actually eat foods that are more comforting and more soothing, because, my God, you have cancer. Here's ice cream for dessert tonight. You know, here's the cakes and the cookies and all the things you've wanted to eat because, you know, you have cancer. So we don't know if you're going to make it. So eat up. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. Cancer cells consume sugar more than any other food. What if I told you the breakfast you're having when you have cancer might actually make your cancer worse? What if I told you that the cupcakes that you use to celebrate your remission is only going to make the cancer come back? What if I told you that what you eat is a direct cause and a fuel for cancer? Obesity does not increase your risk for cancer. Myth, 100% false. We've discovered that the more fat you have on you, the more estradiol, both men and women, by the way, it is an estrogen, and estradiol acts like fertilizer, especially for breast cancer and other hormonal-based cancers. But you don't want lots of estradiol flowing around, and if you get rid of the fat, your estradiol levels go down. Root canals. We spent a little bit of conversation about that only because recently the world of functional dentistry has been exposing that root canals can cause subclinical infections, and other harboring infections in the gum and mouth and teeth that are a significant drain to your immunity. And there was a medical doctor who did some studies on his own and connected the fact that in his experience, over 40 years working with 16,000 cancer patients, 90% of his cancer patients had between 2 and 10 root canals in their mouth. He asserts, ready, this is a quote, "Dead teeth left in the mouth generate copious amounts of toxins capable of causing cancer in humans." Dr. Jessef Issels, Issels, MD, world famous cancer specialist and probably the first physician ever to require that if you have cancer, for you to work with him, you must take your teeth out that are dead. How do we know if a tooth is dead? Well, it's been root canaled. What is a root canal? Well, we drill down and we kill the nerve root. We jam some stems down inside of there. We put a fake top on the tooth so we can save the tooth, but it's not a living tooth anymore. Hey, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I know, trust me, you're going, oh God, I have like four root canals. I have two, I have one, I have six, I have eight, I have four, I have one. I already said that. But you get the idea, okay? So if you have a lot of root canals, here's what's going to happen. You have got to wake up to the reality that you might have a subclinical infection that is causing a potential drain in your immunity. And if you need help, 704-906-2094. What are you registering for? Well, you're going to come to my webinar that I'm going to do in about a week on the 7th of, I was about to say July. Why would I say that? November. Probably because the 7th and July are sevens. I'm just letting you in on my brain real quick, okay? November 7th at 10 a.m. and it's free. 704-906-2094. All right, what about this? The top 10 foods you're eating that are causing cancer in your body. Look, we know the seriousness of cancer. We know it's an emotional toll, mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially for most people. Cancer treatments are some of the hardest things to do. Chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and unfortunately, most cancer patients are never told, watch out for the foods you eat that could be causing your cancer. What if I told you you could do something right now that would cut your risk in half? When I say in half, I mean by science, literally research says that if you were to clean out your diet and stop eating cancer-causing foods and instead eat cancer-curing foods, you can cut your risk for cancer in half. You know the old phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? Well, in this instance, I'm going to say it's worth 100,000 pounds of cures because cancer is very dangerous. Top five cancers for men, lung, prostate, colon, stomach, liver. Top five for women, breast, colon, lung, cervix, and stomach. Okay, so these cancers are real and they don't come about because of bad luck or bad genes. They come about because of environmental toxins and infections that affect these organs. What kind of things can deal with the lungs? Well, the lung is a primary detox organ. It becomes too acidic. You start to get poor oxygen exchange, too much carbon dioxide. You deoxygenate the environment. It acidifies. And now the environment is ripe for the growth of viruses and bacteria. All the stuff you inhale. Prostates we tend to see for men, usually filled with parasites or viruses or bacteria. Colon, massive connection between viruses and parasites and bacteria. Stomach, viruses, bacteria, parasites, toxins, liver, toxins, 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 and viruses. Breast, hormonal imbalances for women, and also toxins, viruses, and bacteria. And yeast, colon for women, we talked about it. Lung for women, we talked about it. Cervical cancers, virus upon virus upon virus upon virus. Stomach, bacteria, virus, toxins, stress. What did I just do? I just shared with you some of the functional causes of the most common cancers that we see. But what about the foods you could start doing that clear your risks? Okay, number one, if you are still eating, we talked about this last week, genetically modified foods, it is time to stop now. 90% of most corn and soy and wheat in the U.S. is genetically modified. The problem with that is it's fake food. Your body does know the difference between a genetically modified corn, had to think for a second, and non-genetically modified corn. So if I eat heirloom corn, which I don't even know if it exists anymore, if I eat a real corn on the cob, let's pretend you went back to, I don't know, Thanksgiving era, right? Well, you know what I mean, pilgrimage times. And you know, Kemosabe walks up and hands you a head of corn, and you were to steam it or cook it or however you did that back then, roast it, I guess, over an open fire, and you eat it, your body would say, oh, corn on the cob is good. It's got nutrients and fibers and this and that and the other. But then today you go to Farmer Joe and you crack one off his genetically modified, you know, corn stalk, and you cook it and roast it and eat it. Your body knows the difference, even though you might not. Genetically modified foods have been found to significantly inflame human body, and there's a lot of research, and experts are saying that not enough testing has been done on eating foods that are genetically modified. Let's take corn to the next level. Please, for the love of God, tell me you're not microwaving food, number one, because the microwaves destroy the energy, the life, the essence inside foods. And number two, please, for the love of God, tell me you don't microwave popcorn. The chemically lined bags and the contents inside of it have actually been connected with lung cancer all across the world. Not only are the kernels inside more than likely genetically modified, but the oil itself is probably genetically modified. And unless it's organic heirloom, the fumes released from the artificial flavorings, the butter, etc., contain a product called diacetyl, which is toxic to human beings and causes cancer. So if you're going to make popcorn, do it the old-fashioned way on a kettle with a pot and use coconut oil. And make sure it's heirloom organic popcorn seeds because you don't want to genetically modify popcorn. Canned goods, okay? If you're eating vegetables or things that are found in cans, be careful. There's been a lot of research showing that bisphenol A, BPA, which is still found in a lot of linings, can cause cancer. Most plastic products, so Ziploc bags and, you know, what do you call those? Plastic Tupperware containers and things like that, loaded with other chemicals and xenoestrogens. You need to ensure that your cells are protected from chemical toxins. And the problem is that a lot of frozen vegetables, a lot of canned vegetables, and a lot of things of this effect, the chemicals that are found inside of the bags that they're in can wreak havoc upon your DNA. Here we go with meat, right? So there's a lot of connection between lots of meats and colon cancer. But it's not because it's meat. It's because the kind of meat that you eat. So pork and beef and things to this effect that are not grass-fed but are conventional, fed corn and wheat and rice and soy and oats and other chemicals, well, the meat itself becomes toxic. It's almost as if the cow has cancer. So let me ask you a question. If the farmer came up to you and said, hey, the beef that we ground up today was from a cow that had cancer, would you buy it? Would you eat it? I wouldn't. But how do you know that's not the case? They don't screen animals for health. They just screen them for boom, dead and convert into beef. Okay, so we know for a fact corn-fed, wheat-fed, rice-fed, soy-fed animals are extremely dangerous. So the connection is just because the meats are the wrong kinds. Sugar we talked about, we got to get rid of that. And listen, the biggest of them all is wheat. Wheat flour has been found to drastically create a condition called dysbiosis, leaky gut, and inflammation, and those connect directly to cancer. Look, this is why we're doing part two next week. Okay, so a couple things. Tune in, save the date, the 7th at 3 p.m., part two of Natural Cancer Cures and Cancer Myths Exposed, and also at 10 a.m. is our webinar. So if you want to join me, this is your last chance offer off the radio show live time. These tickets are available for anyone who wants them. Just call 704-906-2094. 704-906-2094. Text your name and your email. Call directly. Talk to my crew. And I hope to see you guys next Saturday at 10 a.m. for the webinar and 3 p.m. for part two. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench.
Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.